Members of law enforcement agencies from throughout the nation were among the thousands of mourners who gathered yesterday to remember the two Palm Springs police officers who were killed in the line of duty earlier this month. The mayor of Palm Springs, Robert Moon, explained to the crowd at the Palm Springs Convention Center yesterday why he was not surprised that in addition to law enforcement, thousands of Palm Springs citizens made a point of attending the three-hour memorial service.
Palm Springs is not a big city. We like to think of ourselves as a village. Our police department has long had a model of community policing. As a result, our police officers are known to our community. Our police officers are at our community association meetings, they're at our picnics, they're at our fundraisers. We see them on the streets on a daily basis. Our police officers are not just our protectors, they are our friends. They are an integral part of our community. Therefore, when we have a tragedy like this, it's very personal to all of us here in Palm Springs.
At the service, there was some humor among the many stories told by family, friends, and colleagues of the two officers, Jose Gil Vega and Leslie Kling Zarebny. Palm Springs Police Department Lieutenant Mike Kovalev emceed the event yesterday.
Over the past 10 days, we have traveled on a journey not one of us could ever have imagined. Along the path of this journey, there have been a few surprises. Each member of the Palm Springs Police Department has evolved into a world-class hugger. The hugs, they started off awkward at first with the gun belts, the radio mics, the body armor, let alone the fact that cops were involved. But they've turned into a work of beauty. And that beauty is what's taken us here till today.
But also amid the emotion of the service came an angry call for an end to violence against law enforcement officers from Palm Springs Police Chief Brian Reyes.
The subject responsible for this tragedy grew up within Palm Springs, attended our schools, and led a life of criminal behavior. On October 8th, he murdered two of our officers and injured a third. What a very troubling time this is, in that the moral compass has shifted to the degree that subjects such as this one chose to arm himself with a rifle and murder officers simply because they respond to a call for service regarding a family disturbance. Enough is enough. Our law enforcement brothers and sisters throughout the country are growing tired of this unacceptable behavior. People need to start taking responsibility of their own household and stop ignoring the signs of escalating violent behavior.
Palm Springs Police Chief Brian Reyes. Officer Vega was just 2 months from retiring. He was a veteran police officer, killed at age 63. Officer Zarebny was a rookie officer at age 27, had just returned from maternity leave after having given birth to a daughter 4 months before she was killed at that incident. The suspect captured at the scene could face the death penalty.